Well, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and so we're glad that you're here because many times we don't have as great of attendance on Memorial Day weekend. Many people are vacationing or camping, and so we're thankful that you've joined us. And we just want to say, I just want to say thank you to those who have served in our military, and even those who are families and friends and members of families that have served in our military, who have sacrificed for our country. And we thank you, and we're so grateful. And that's what Memorial Day weekend is all about. And so please remember that even tomorrow as we maybe grill out or have an extra day off or a day to sleep in. Don't forget the reason why we have this day, and let's be thankful. So we thank you, those of you who are veterans or loved ones of people who have now passed that were veterans, as we remember Memorial Day. We're in a current series here at Bayside called The Glory of One. Pastor Mark has preached a couple of sermons, and we've been looking at how we as a church can bring God glory, specifically by how we relate to each other as one body in Christ, the body of Christ, the church. How can we bring glory to God? And so 2 weeks ago, Pastor Mark preached and was talking about living stones. We are living stones built into a spiritual house of the Lord. He talked about the tabernacle, and if you were here, you might remember this. If you weren't here, you might be wondering, why in the world do we have Legos up in the front of our church? If you weren't here and you haven't had a chance, there's actually a little bowl here and some Legos inside. We want you, if you want, to come up and grab a Lego and add your piece, because on that day, each one of us that were here that day had the opportunity to come and put our piece into this house. And all of these pieces here that were built onto this house were pieces put by you and others that were here that morning as we built up this little picture of the church, the tabernacle, that we are God's house here at Bayside. And so that was our visual picture that day, and it's still there. And again, like I said, if you haven't had a chance, you can come up this morning, grab a Lego and place it on. And whether you're here for the first time or not, or maybe you've been here many times, or if you're our missionary, come and add your piece, because you are a part of this body. And so we that's what we looked at 2 weeks ago. Then last week, we talked about the true vine, that Jesus Christ is the true vine, and we are his branches. We are a bunch of branches that lead to a fruitful life. And so there's this plant here that's actually was in Pastor Mark's office, and it's got all these vines on it. And you may not be able to see it well, so I encourage you to come at some point today or any time and come look at it. All these vines that are sticking out of this thing. It actually has these pieces here that were sticking up so the vines can go all over, but if you took those out, they would probably be spread out all over the place. But there's a great picture of the vine and the branches. And so that was the message there, that as a church, we are the branches, and we can work together to live a fruitful life and to lead a fruitful life as the body of Christ. And today, a third analogy or picture of the church. Today, we're going to talk about the church as a family unit. The church is a family unit. God has intended the church to be like a family. To be like a family. And in that, in being like a family, the church can bring glory to God. First question then is, what is a family? I think most of us probably can answer that in our own way. Every one of us has a different experience of what family is, some good and some bad. Looking up the word family, just some of the definitions and looking that up, a lineage, an ancestry, a nation, a tribe, a group, a people. So what is a family? I want to read a scripture from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Paul is writing and he says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named." You see, God has a heart for families. God has a heart for families. Every family is named after God. Think about that for a second. To learn how a church is to be like a family, we should look at the actual family unit first. What do we learn from our experience with family? Think about that for a second. What have you learned from your experience in your family? I mean, you've probably learned a lot. Let's be honest. We all have learned a lot. What to do and what not to do. Good things and bad things. And some of us probably have a lot worse of a situation, and some of us have a pretty good situation. We're all in different situations, but all of us come from some type of family. And so as you hear this message this morning about how the church is to be a family, it might affect you. And maybe it'll affect you in a negative way, but I pray and I hope that as you see how the church is to be like a family, we can learn from both our good and bad experiences growing up in the family that we were raised in and the family that we have now. We can learn a lot from our family. There's much that we can gain from our experiences with our family. Just think about the family that you were born in, and the family that you were raised in. The one thing that all of us, everyone who has been a part of a family, has probably had to deal with is forgiveness. Forgiveness. I have, like you saw, the three boys there, and pretty much like once every hour, there's a fight, there's a punch, and somebody gets punished and has to go to timeout, and then you got to do I apologize and I forgive you, I accept your apology. It happens every single day. And then as we grow older, doesn't it continue to happen? We have little conflicts with our family, and some of us may be even estranged from other family members because of a little fight or a little thing or maybe a big thing. And forgiveness is something that we can learn from every family that has ever been a part of this world. Forgiveness. Our God is a God of forgiveness. He is a God of reconciliation. God has a heart for unity. God has a heart for family. In Mark chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "Forgive if you have anything against anyone." Forgiveness is one of the most important things we will ever learn in our lifetime. And it is one of the most important things we will learn from our family. In all honesty, we could do an entire series of sermon messages on forgiveness. And more than likely, every one of us in this room probably needs to deal with forgiveness. Either needs to forgive someone or needs to seek forgiveness, myself included. Forgiveness. It's so important. Think about it. Who in here has never dealt with conflict in their family? Anybody? That answers the question. Who in here has never had to forgive someone in their family? Who in here has never had to seek forgiveness for something they did in their family? I'll be honest with you. As I look out and I see our congregation, there's many of you that I know well, some of you I don't know very well. I can see faces of people who I know have dealt with this, who I know have to daily forgive the hurt and the pain that they've received from their family. It's hard for me to stand up here and even give this message because I don't even know the history that's in this room of each one of you today. Forgiveness. It's heavy because forgiveness is easier said than done. It's easier said than done. All of us struggle to forgive. But forgiveness can lead to great gains in our family experiences. What can we gain from our experience with family? We can gain peace. When we truly forgive, we can gain peace, a peace that you cannot get anywhere else. Sometimes it is rare, but when a family is in unity, there is peace. That one millisecond in that picture of that 10 seconds of 20 pictures that Shane took, that one millisecond, there was peace. At least it seemed like it. There was peace. And there really can be peace, though sometimes it can be rare. When a family is in unity, God blesses us with peace. Most often we find our peace in our family when there is forgiveness. Peace and forgiveness are linked together. And I truly believe that God blesses us with peace when we forgive. I can relate to this because I've been hurt. And in all honesty, I'm 32 years old. In all honesty, up until about 4 years ago, I had never really dealt with forgiveness. Because I had a few things here and there, little small things that somebody might hurt me with, or maybe I hurt somebody else with, but never anything that just continually brought pain in my life. And in my family, in the last 5 years, there's been two divorces in my near family. Two divorces. And these divorces, if you are someone who is in a part of a family that has seen divorce or had a divorce or been a part of the divorce, you know. You already know this. But if you haven't, there is hurt, there is pain, there is brokenness. It affects every single person that's involved in the family. And nobody here can tell me that it doesn't. Because 5 years later, it still affects me, and it still affects my family every single day because of divorce. And there is pain, and there's hardship. And it takes time. But I can tell you from my personal experience of this hurt and this pain that happened in my family, when I came to forgive, I found peace. I found peace that I cannot describe, and I know it only comes from God and comes because of forgiveness. And it doesn't take the pain away, because the pain is still there and the hurt comes back every day. But there's peace because I have forgiven. And sometimes I have to remind myself, and sometimes I have to continue to forgive every day. But when I forgive, I find peace. Can you relate? If you don't have peace, think about where you need forgiveness. Because like the story of Juan Carlos, he didn't have peace in his life. Because he had never sought the forgiveness of God. He had never been reconciled to God because of what Jesus Christ did for him. And in the same way, if we don't seek forgiveness and reconciliation with our brothers and our sisters and our families and our moms and our dads and anyone in our family, we won't have peace. Forgiveness and peace are linked. They are linked. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. This verse is a verse that I'm going to be kind of focusing on the rest of this morning, and it's one that I think that will help us to see the importance of forgiveness, the importance of peace, how they're linked together with love, and how they can bring us unity, not only in the family, but in the church. Colossians 3, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. In whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In the same way that a family gives us practice on forgiving and the peace that comes from it, the church can teach us how to forgive and can teach us about a peace that leads to unity. In God's family, we can learn and practice forgiveness. Colossians chapter 3, just verses 12 and 13. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Complaints, right in the middle of verse 13. If one has a complaint against another, complaints. How many of us in here have ever complained about church? No one's going to raise their hand on that one. Okay, some. I will. I complain all the time about church, even before I was a pastor, and since I've been a pastor. There's always something that we can complain about. Am I right? Okay, a couple people are going to loudly agree, but okay, but really, if you think about it, we probably at one point or another have all complained about something, right? How many of us have been hurt by church? It's not as funny. Many of us have been hurt by church. I'm sorry that that's the case, but it's just the truth. Many of us have deep hurts because of something that happened at a church, or maybe even in this church. We're not a perfect church. How many of us have needed forgiveness when it comes to church life, or church ministry, or church conflict? You almost can't hide from it. If you become a part of a church, you inevitably are going to learn and practice forgiveness. You know, many people have joked with me, many pastors and other people have joked that the church would be perfect if it weren't for the people. Of course, the truth is that if it weren't for the people, we wouldn't have a church. We have a beautiful building, wonderful building that's been paid for, that was built almost 20 years ago now. Some of you were here and a part of that when that happened. But this building would mean nothing if there weren't you here this morning, filling it. And all the people that have filled it over the last 20 years of Sundays. And all the people who have filled the other buildings that have been all over this town over the last 125 years that this church has been in existence. Because we've been through buildings. I don't know if anybody here is old enough to have been through it. A couple maybe. We've had buildings that burned down here in Superior that were our church. The church wouldn't be possible without the people. But the church would be perfect without the people. We're not a perfect church, but we can learn forgiveness. We can learn forgiveness. We can practice forgiveness. And when we do, when we practice, when we learn forgiveness and we practice forgiveness in the church, it will lead to peace. It will lead to peace. And that peace will lead to unity. In God's family, we can live in peace and unity. Verse 15, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." The peace of Christ can rule in our hearts because Christ brought forgiveness to each one of us. We can bring forgiveness to those who wrong us, who hurt us, to where we have been hurt in a church situation because of what Christ did. The peace of Christ, in which indeed we were called to in one body, the body of Christ, the church. It brings glory to God when it is practicing forgiveness, living in peace, and experiencing unity. I've been a part of many churches in my lifetime. Maybe you have too. My dad was a pastor, and so I grew up in many different churches. But since I became a pastor, you want to know how many churches I've been a part of? One church. Bayside Baptist Church. For over 7 years now, I've called this church my home. It's my family. Nothing will ever change that. And nothing that has happened in those 7 years has changed that. In my time here, this church has been through ups and downs. I've seen some of the greatest times, and I promise you that I've seen some of the worst times in this very room. You see, I've spent some of the most intimate times of worship in this room, in this sanctuary, worshiping God. I can remember exactly where I was standing, about right here on a worship night, on a Sunday night, with about 15 other people, all of 15 people that showed up on that worship night probably 5 or 6 years ago. It was so little amount of people that the worship team said, just come up on the stage, because there were more worship team members than there were people in the audience. And so we came up on the stage and we worshiped together in one of the most amazing experiences of my life, just worshiping together in what felt like heaven. And I can also tell you where I was sitting, right over here on January 17th, 2007, right back here. And if you were here that day, you know what I'm talking about. I sat right back in here as I watched my church fall apart at the seams. One of the most painful experiences of my life. That night, I stayed up till 3 in the morning talking about what had happened. And I'm not going to get into the details, because if you weren't there, you don't need to know what happened. All you need to know is this. All you need to know is this. This church has been through ups and downs. And just in 7 years, I've experienced that. This church has been here, if you didn't know this, for 125 years next year. 125 years in this community, this church has been here. And so there's probably been conflict all up and down, left and right, everywhere, for 125 years. And I've had my personal part in that conflict. And maybe you have too. And maybe you have. Maybe you're here today and you thought this was a perfect church, and now you're not going to come back. But I tell you this, you can go to any church in this community, there's not going to be a perfect one. But what I can tell you about this church, you don't need to know about anything that's happened in those 120 years that was bad. All you need to know is this, that after that happened, it took time, it took prayer, it took compassionate hearts, it took kindness, it took humility, it took meekness, and it took patience. But with forgiveness, it led to peace. And in peace, we've moved on. And God has blessed us. And we've grown. We have grown. And we've seen amazing things happen. We've seen amazing things happen. We've needed forgiveness. I have needed forgiveness. I have learned forgiveness. And I'm so thankful that I have also seen peace and unity. You see, the point here today is this, that each one of us in our lives need to make sure that we are seeking forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness where we need to find forgiveness from somebody, and seeking forgiveness where we need to give forgiveness for somebody that's hurt us. And seeking peace in our lives, in our families. And then secondly, to seek forgiveness and peace in this church. Because when we as a church seek forgiveness and practice forgiveness, we will be granted with peace. We will be blessed with unity. We will continue to grow. And above all else, it will bring glory to God. We have these pictures from the last 2 weeks, these little pictures of what we've been talking about. And so today I have an actual literal picture to share with you. And these are just little things that have helped us to kind of be a part of our series. And this picture here is, it's going to be up on the screen. There it is. It's a picture of our church, if you can't tell. That's the front sign as you pull in the driveway there. And in the background, you can see our steeple and all that. And so here's this picture. And this picture was put together when we did our church directory in 2010. We probably needed to do a new one because we found about 2 months after the church directory, it was already out of date. And so I apologize if you weren't a part of that church directory, because many of us here, many of you here, are new to our church in the last 3 years. And that's awesome. We're so thankful for that. We're blessed. And so we probably need to do a new church directory. But when we did this church directory, all the families in the church had their picture taken, and we put it together in a directory. And actually, if you look close enough, you can probably tell what this is. And if you can see close enough on this picture, this is all of the families in that directory. All of their pictures are right here. And they're in there, and they're sporadically put in there, and they must have changed the hues in the background to make it look like our church. And it's a really neat picture because it shows the families. It shows that this church is a church of families. And again, I'm sorry if you're not in this picture. You know, you should be. And we'll get a new one, and we'll get it done, and we'll make it happen, and you'll be a part of it. But this just shows you that this church is a family. And I love this picture because there's so many families in here, and you see the different pictures of family. And just like that picture that you saw earlier of my family, we're not perfect. My family's not perfect, and neither is this family, and neither is this family, and neither is this family, or even that person, because there's some that are just one person in there. We're not perfect. But when we seek forgiveness, we find peace and unity. God receives glory. God receives glory. That's the whole point of this series, the glory of one. The glory of one is the thought that how can we as a church, as a body of Christ, bring God glory? We can do that by being the house of the Lord, the tabernacle of God, by building and being a piece of this house. We can do that by being the branches of the vine and by spreading out and being the branches and abiding in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we can do that by being a family. By being a family that seeks forgiveness and peace. God receives glory when we seek forgiveness and peace. Whether it be in our church, our families, or in our own personal lives. So today, as you leave here this morning, just ask yourself, where do I need to seek forgiveness today? Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to ask forgiveness? Where can I seek peace today? Because when you do, it will bring glory to one, our great and awesome God. And when you do, we can practice the same thing here in this body of Christ, this family. And my prayer is that today, if you don't feel like you're a part of a family here at Bayside, that you would join in this family. All you got to do is just keep coming. And sooner or later, someone's going to do something wrong to you, and you're going to have to forgive them, and then you're going to find peace, and it's going to be great. And then we'll have unity. Easier said than done. But every one of us can relate to the need for forgiveness, to the desire for peace, and to the blessing of unity. When we seek these things, it will bring glory to one, our great and awesome God. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We praise you. We thank you. We give you glory for Jesus. God, I could not give these words today if it weren't for what Jesus did. And if it weren't for what you did in your plan of salvation and forgiving us and reconciling us back to you because of Jesus. And God, I pray that we would reflect that through our personal lives and seeking forgiveness and peace. And I pray, God, that we would reflect that in this life of this church as we seek forgiveness and peace, God. And I pray that in that it'll bring unity here at Bayside. And God, I pray that that would bring you glory. Lord, each one of us is at a different point in our lives. I pray that we would seek forgiveness today. With you, I pray, God, that we would seek forgiveness today with those who we have hurt or those who have hurt us. God, I pray for each person in this room that we would find peace. The peace that comes from you and you alone, that passes all understanding, that blesses us with unity, that brings you glory. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.